This WYXR archive is brought to you by CoBuzz, the high-res streaming service that's independently owned with the focus on human curation. 1 month free at QOBUZ.com/WYXR.
This is Foster. Listen to my boy Plumlee. Burn ends Thursday, 5 p.m.
Thank you. And gathering storms may arise. compelled me from home. No kindred or relative nigh, I met the contagion and sank to the tomb. My soul flew to mansions on high. Go tell my companion and children most dear to weep not for me. Now I'm gone.
Howdy, friends. You're listening to Burn Ends on WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis. Streaming online at WYXR.org. We just heard a tune off the sacred guitar and violin music of the modern Aztecs on Folkways. We heard from E.C. Ball before that with Chow Time. And then we heard two from Marisa Anderson, who is sitting right here and just walked in. And I opened up with two of hers because she's playing the green room here in Crosstown tonight. Marisa, welcome. How you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for being here. This is great.
Yeah, well, thank you. I was excited to talk to you. And, you know, I saw your show at Crosstown when you played here almost 2 years ago to the date.
To the date, even, huh?
I remember because I believe it was Father's Day. And I remember coming out, and I thought, what a wonderful way to spend Father's Day. And it was great, and I'm excited to see you again. I'm excited to talk to you about your new album. So we don't have a lot of time. I'm fascinated with the concept, the anthology of un-American folk music.
Yep, indeed.
And I'm sure you've been asked this one question 1,000 times, but I'm going to ask you again. Can you tell me about the concept?
You bet. The anthology of un-American folk music is a record that I spent 3 years making, based on an archive of about 1,200 records that belonged to the late, great Harry Smith, who, of course, blessed the world in 1952 with the anthology of American folk music. And when I was granted access to his archive, I was, well, what's my project going to be? He's already done the American stuff, so what's left is un-American. And then I got to thinking about that word and the way that that word is thrown around and misused. I was talking to a Canadian friend. I said, is there such a thing as un-Canadian? And they just laughed at me. So this word un-American, I took it to mean the people that I have been told in my lifetime, the name, that the finger that's been pointed at people. And I chose to learn their music and study their records. And so this record is 9 songs, culled from about 950 songs that I downloaded from Harry Smith's archive. And these 9 songs are from, there's music made by people who have been called un-American, places like Southeast Asia, Soviet Union, and the Islamic and Arabic worlds.
Yeah, and when I heard about the concept, I was like, oh, that's amazing. And then I started thinking about some more as a big fan of the original anthology of American folk music. I started thinking, I think like conflict with this, our government can like look in, can take many forms. Cause if you think about a lot of the people that were cutting the songs, even on the anthology of American folk music, a lot of them were in conflict with our government as well. You know, marginalized in some way, women or poor workers or you know, minorities or whatever. And then you have this idea of music from countries that are like literally at war with our country.
Yeah, countries that the U.S. has a history of conflict with during my lifetime. And of course that list is long.
Yeah.
But, you know.
And ongoing.
And unfortunately, ongoing.
Yeah. So Harry Smith is maybe, should be a household name, but not. So I won't, you know, radio explain it too much. But, you know, great record collector, but also a collector of just all kinds of other interesting thing, whether it was like feathers or books or whatever, and just a really fascinating guy. I am not a musician, so a lot of times when I sort of think about people whose music I like, I think about them through like my understanding as a record collector.
Yeah.
And you walked in immediately and just started looking at the records that I have laying around. So
sure
now I'm curious to know, especially since your new record is sort of taken from and inspired by a section of Harry Smith's record collection, like, are you a record collector?
I have a lot of records. Yeah. I don't think I consider myself a collector because I just run into things and they're interesting and I grab them. I'm not necessarily on the prowl or on the hunt for specific things. But I do like to look through old piles that are laying around of records. I'm not a person that's going to buy $20, $25 records. I'm not that kind of a, you know, I'm looking for the weird thing that you don't know what it is. And it's like $5 or $10 and it's got a cool cover and you just want to find out what's on it. That's more my style, but I have some good records.
Yeah. And you know, I always hate getting asked what I'm looking for when I walk into a record shop, and I'm always like, I don't know, because I'm looking for something that will turn me on that I have no idea what it is.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So how is like your pile of records informed the records you've made previously to this?
Ooh, that is a good question. And I would say, like, so I saw in the stack there, The Golden Hour, which maybe you played a song off The Golden Hour, right?
I did.
So that record, I think I made it in 2010 or so. And it was pretty much like five blues records that I listened to obsessively over and over and over and over and over again. And then just melted my brain and distilled into that record. And then the next record was Mercury in 2013. And I did the same thing with about five different country records. So I'll listen to, I don't listen to things, like I'm not listening with breadth. I will listen to the same thing over and over and over and over again until it just becomes part of some inner vocabulary that I have as a guitar player, whether it's a sound vocabulary or a melody or a rhythm or just a feel. Yeah.
Do you remember any of the country or blues records that were melting your mind?
Well, Blind Willie McTell, and that, I think there's even the title on that record of a Blind Willie McTell. Mm-hmm. That was one. Sunhouse would have been another one. Fred McDowell, of course. Reverend Gary Davis, of course. I don't know. I can't think of the fifth one, but those are a solid four.
And I played the Willie McDowell song.
Oh, there you go.
So when you're on tour, do you get to go record shopping?
Don't have a ton of time. Don't have a ton of time.
Well, I guess the way I romanticize you touring musicians is that you're just always eating amazing stuff and finding amazing records.
Yeah, that would be awesome. I so far haven't managed a meal today and mostly just drove 6 hours through thunderstorms to get here, but it's all going to be better from here on out.
Good, good. Where'd you play last night?
In Atlanta.
I like Atlanta.
It was really nice.
Home stretch of the tour.
We turned west. I started in Portland, went up to Seattle, drove across to Minneapolis, and then been like, you know, doing 3 and 4 hour drives, the lakes, and then New England, and then down the south, and then did 3 shows in North Carolina, which was a really, that was great. And then Atlanta, turned the corner, and we're going diagonal, get back to Portland.
What are you most excited to get home for?
My garden.
That would be close to the top of my list if I was on tour and someone asked me, especially this time of year, right?
Yeah, I got sent pictures of it today, so I got people looking after it.
You know, that's the thing about a garden. You go away this time of year, and you don't recognize it when you get back.
I got some weeding to do is what I'll tell you. But my peppers got flowers. My tomatoes are green, so I'm doing good.
Good, good. So when some of the songs you've covered, you did for the current record out on Thrill Jockey. I'm assuming they weren't all instrumentals, although your versions are instrumentals. So my question is, like, how's it different when you're trying to interpret a song on guitar, or you play some other instruments here, so forgive me, but when you're trying to interpret these songs, how's it different between when, like, it's an instrumental and when it has one with vocals?
Well, the voice is an instrument. It has, you know, a timbre, a tone. It has pitch. Words are really just one aspect of the vocal instrument. And when the words are in a language I don't understand or speak, it's pretty easy to treat a voice as pure instrument.
But so that's cool. And that's kind of what I was hoping, that like the vocals do factor into it.
Definitely. Because a vocal melody is, you know, often kind of a focal point within a song. Not always, but you can't ignore it.
Another thing I really enjoy about your music is I like a lot of people who play guitar and only guitar. And but I feel like a lot of them are primarily acoustic. Mm. And I really like the sounds that you get both live and on your records out of an electric guitar. And is there a reason? I mean, obviously you prefer electric, but like, I guess what's the thought?
I like all guitars. Electric guitar, I gravitated towards electric guitar for performance for a few reasons. And one is it's just really a much more satisfying experience to make a good sound with an electric guitar that will also translate to the audience. It's so hard on an acoustic guitar. They never sound right amplified, so it's always a compromise. I like sustain. I like a lot of sustain, you know, where I can, because it's just me, right? So I gotta be the whole band. So with an electric guitar, you can let strings ring out and they'll go indefinitely, and then you play the other strings against them and you can get, you know, dissonances and some good effects that way. So yeah, sustain. I also like to play I touch my guitar very lightly. I have that my technique is based on classical technique, and I don't dig in, and I don't like to dig in because I wouldn't be able to do what I did if I'm like bearing down on it. So I can turn the amp really far up and play very lightly and get what I'm going for. Whereas with an acoustic guitar, if you want to play loud, you have to bear down and you have to hit it hard. And that's not sustainable for me night after night.
Well, Marisa, I have a lot I'd like to ask you, but I'm also watching the clock for you. And we're getting close. You're welcome. We're getting close to 5:30. So I have queued up a new song or a song off your new records, the first side on song B, which I believe is Pair of Duduk.
Pair of Duduk, yeah. And I'll do that one tonight. That's a field recording of two people playing flutes. There's transverse flutes called Duduks. And the recording, in the source recording, which was collected by a woman named Jean Jenkins and put onto a very, very amazing box set called Music in the World of Islam. One of the flutes is playing a drone and the other one is playing the melody. And in my recording, I do it with some kind of synth keyboard sounds and a guitar.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you for playing Memphis. So many musicians who I'm into just pass us over. And the fact that you've played here twice in the last couple of years, I really appreciate it.
Right on. Thank you.
Yeah. So I'm glad we got to meet. And Marisa Anderson's playing this evening at the Green Room here in Crosstown. Cloudland Canyon is opening, and it should be a lovely evening in one of my favorite rooms in town. And I really enjoyed talking to you. Thanks for hanging out.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. Let's hear some.
Thank you. kwanganisha wenzako kere na wagonganisha wenzako si vizuri kugonganisha maboma kere na wesikiza tabu zako mama likutu mashamba kalete mboga ya leo tupike kere no kamujibu we mgonjwa kafika na jionu kaenda dansi kere na ni ugonjwa gani kwele kasikia leo kazi we mgonjwa na upande wa danzi we mzima ni kitu gani wataka mutanzi bona usemi tupate kujua kama tunacho upate kupeo. Tenda vile kudanganya wazazi tujure kwanza ya kwenda kwa bwana we mwenyewe ujipime roho yako we mwenyewe usafishe roho yako vumilie utakayo kupata nawe bwana ukaze roho yako nawe bwana ukaze roho yako tukae pamoja mkivumilia na mkingojea ya Mungu pekema.
tomo ya yi lo sheke okore elegon banton e ko mama se gba o idunu la ni bobo kaya ko mo ke oko orire lo je faya to ba mo ke oko o oni demi o aya bi ke mi gbo temi o Mia baby gbade mi o lo lo luve o je ka joyo ja ka so wa pada kun ye iwa ya mi ilo si waju oko o nbe lo wa ya o ilo si waju aya o nbe lo wa oko o gbade mi o baby e gbade mi o ye
Baptized in his name, baptized in his name. want you to leave me, Lord.
Thank you. feel like a broke down angel, ain't got no driving wheel. Feel like a broke down engine, mama, ain't got no driving wheel. You've been down and lonesome, you know how a poor man feels. I've been shooting craps and gambling, mama, and I done got broke. I've been shooting craps and gambling, honey, and I done got broke. I done pawned my pistol, mama, and my best clothes and shoes. Lordy, Lord, Lordy, Lordy, Lord, Lordy, Lord, Lordy, Lordy, Lord. I went down to my praying ground and fell on bending knees. I went down to my praying ground and fell on bending knees. I ain't crying for no religion, Lordy, give me back my good gal, please. If you give me my baby, Lord, I won't worry you no more. If you give me my baby, I won't worry you no more. You ain't got to put in my house, Lordy, only lead her to my door. Lordy, Lord, Lordy, Lordy, Lord, Lordy, Lord, Lordy, Lordy, Lord. Don't you hear me, baby, rapping on your door? Don't you hear your daddy rapping on your door? Can I get out, snake limit and tap and flat and tip like across your floor? Feel like a broke down angel, ain't got no drivers at all. Feel like a broke down angel, mama, ain't got no drivers at all. What makes me love my woman, she can really do the Georgia crawl. Lordy, Lord, Lordy, Lordy, Lord, Lordy, Lord, Lordy, Lordy, Lord. Feel like a broke down angel, ain't got no whistle or bell. Feel like a broke down angel, ain't got no whistle or bell. If you're the real hot mama, drive away daddy's weep and spell. And I won't be back no more, baby.
That just about does it. Thanks to Marisa Anderson for hanging out and talking about her new record with me. The Anthology of Un-American Folk Music out on Thrill Jockey right now, playing The Green Room here in Crosstown this evening. Come on out. We just heard from Blind Willie McTell, one of the guys Marisa said melted her mind. That was Broke Down Engine Blues. Joe Townsend before that on Designer. Going Over the Hill. Sister O.M. Terrell. But Lord, I Want You to Lead Me On. C. Price and L. Winter. Baptized in His Name. Ebenezer Obey before that with a song I cannot pronounce. Let's see, Ornette Coleman doing Friends and Neighbors. John Ondolo doing Karina. Then we heard the Lanesville Johnson Union Brass Band on Folkways doing Precious Lord, Hold My Hand. What an amazing record. And then we heard one off of Maurice's new album. And I'm just going to play a few more off that record to wind us down. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. I'll be back again next week, and we'll do it again.